Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Margie Ellisor. Want to send things over to meteorologist Jamie Travels for that weekend weather forecast. It's a little chilly as you step outside this morning, right?
It is. Yes, colder this morning than yesterday morning. Yeah. And we have frost and freeze advisories in place depending upon where you are through 8 a.m.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully if you had tender vegetation or any of your pots out in your deck, hopefully you took care of things before you went to bed last night. At this point, probably too late, though. We have 39 degrees at Lambert, west wind at 5, meaning a wind chill factor. 36 is what it feels like out there with that westerly breeze. Elsewhere, you can see where temperatures are lower. Once we hit the mid-30s, that's cold enough for frost to develop. So 37 in Washington, 35 for Herman, up into Moscow Mills. On the other side of the river, Litchfield, Illinois, at 33, 36 at Alton, and in Greenville. Again, we have that frost advisory north of I-44 in Missouri, north of I-70 in Illinois. Northeastern Missouri has a freeze warning in place right now where those numbers are colder. View from space, we have some clouds over there. We're going to see clouds clearing today, and that would leave us with tons of sunshine and those forecast highs right around 60 degrees. Again, maybe a touch warmer than yesterday, Margie.
All right, thanks so much, Jamie. Well, getting results following an exclusive Fox 2 investigation about a possible dangerous driver. A grieving mom has been pushing for accountability. Here's Fox Files investigator Chris Hayes with the swift action since our last report.
Carrie Knight has been fighting for the public safety following the 2017 death of her son, Nicholas Spencer. Her 18-year-old died in a car crash in Lincoln County. The driver of the vehicle her son was in was convicted for manslaughter. But that driver, Jeffrey W. Holden, was allowed to stay out of jail on probation. Court records showed he then received more driving citations, including one ticket that says Holden stated he was not required to have insurance. Knight argued the violations should send him to jail.
He took my son's life. I mean, and now he's still not following the rules.
Lincoln County Prosecutor Mike Wood agreed, revoking Holden's probation and issuing an arrest warrant. This past February, we visited the suspect's court-listed address in Louisiana, Missouri, to try tracking him down. He did not answer, but Prosecutor Wood said Holden did take notice.
He surrendered himself to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office and had posted bond on our warrant.
Holden appeared here at the Lincoln County Courthouse for his probation revocation hearing, where Prosecutor Wood says the defendant admitted violating probation.
We had laws violations that were associated with the tickets that were brought to our attention that you guys had reported on, him being warrant status on those as well, along with other directives that had been issued, such as certain treatment programs that had not been done and directives not to have any type of drug use, and there were marijuana violations associated with that.
The Office of Probation and Parole is now writing up a report so a judge can decide what to do.
I just don't want to see him back out there doing the same thing, so I hope the judge makes a good decision.
Holden will return to court next month to be sentenced.
Oh, I'll be there.
For the Fox Files, I'm Chris Hayes.
Well, a young man is dead following a car crash on I-270 Friday morning. Police say 18-year-old Zachary Gonzalez died after losing control of his car. Officials say his Nissan Altima went off the road on the right-hand side, striking a rock formation. They say the car then came back onto the road before coming to a rest. Gonzalez was pronounced dead at the hospital. No word this morning on the investigation. Well, a pedestrian was killed on Friday night in North St. Louis. Police report just after midnight. A driver was headed north on Hall Street when they say the pedestrian suddenly appeared in the road. The driver remained on the scene and is said to be cooperating with the investigation. A deadly shooting reported Friday night in North St. Louis. City police say a man in his 30s was found near the corner of Aldine and Spring around 10:30. Detectives say the man had been shot in the head. No word on the gunman. Well, if you are heading for downtown St. Louis to Illinois this weekend, you got to know before you go, here is a live look at the Poplar Street Bridge this morning. IDOT closed all of the eastbound lanes for resurfacing. The work should wrap up by 5 tomorrow morning. IDOT says drivers should use the Stan Musial Bridge or the McKinley Bridge as alternate routes. The 13 Carnival at Washington University canceled today due to crowd safety concerns. The university administration made that decision after several fights broke out yesterday, closing the event early. Anna Gonzalez, vice chancellor for student affairs, released this statement saying, "The safety of our community is always our highest priority, and we felt it was necessary to take this step to prevent an unfortunate situation from becoming worse. We're proud of our student organizers for all the hard work they put into planning this year's event. We will work with them to make sure they recoup any losses incurred from this cancellation." 13 is the oldest and largest student-run carnival in the nation. It had been a tradition for WashU and the St. Louis community for over a century. Well, when St. Louis County was struggling to get its property tax freeze for senior citizens off the ground, the You Paid For It team went to see if the city was doing any better. Elliot Davis sat down with the man in charge of implementing the city program. Here's this morning's You Paid For It.
St. Louis City Assessor Mike Dauphin says his office has the city's program up and running. He says they've collected thousands of applications so far at a fraction of the cost of what St. Louis County says it needs.
We're in a good position where we were able to go to our IT department and ask them what it was going to take to launch this program.
He says that's paying off. The St. Louis County Revenue Department told county council members that they would need $1.7 million to get the county's program up and going.
So the costs have been not nearly as much as what I've heard from other counties. We're sitting probably under $50,000 to roll this out.
He says they got a lot of cooperation from IT staff. Vendors cooperated. They plan to do a lot of the work internally. Word has gotten around.
How many applications have you gotten in? How many do you expect?
We've had over 2,000 last I checked. I suspect the application closes, the application process closes June 30th. We're kind of anticipating around 5,000-ish, give or take, applicants when it's all said and done.
Applicants have to be 62 years old and older with a house $500,000 or less.
I feel like we got ahead of it. Last year, right when the governor signed it and Senate passed it, we kind of just immediately put our heads together and tried to understand what kind of issues were going to arise and what kind of infrastructure we were going to need to implement this and roll this out. And knock on wood, it's been relatively smooth so far.
Spot questionable government spending, just go to our website, fox2now.com, where you can leave your tips and tell Elliot and his team what you think. As Elliot says, after all, you paid for it. I want to send things back over to meteorologist Jamie Travers. And yeah, I didn't realize there were advisories out overnight.
Yeah, there were a frost advisory north of I-44 in Missouri and north of I-70 in Illinois. So, and then a freeze warning to the north of our viewing area. That runs through 8 a.m. this morning. And then temperatures, once we see sunrise, which is just in a little bit, temperatures should respond to that nicely. So that's some good news. We might have another one issued, though, for tonight. We'll have to see. Temperatures are going to be cold again tonight into tomorrow morning also. It's a great day, though, for baseball and unseasonably cool, yes, but no concerns with any precipitation. We have sunshine throughout the game. It will be a bright one. Those highs reaching the low 60s today. There's a view from Highland, Illinois. Our St. Louis Soaring Association showing mostly clear skies. We had some clouds roll in yesterday in some areas through the afternoon. In other areas, it was more later in the afternoon and evening hours into the first part of the overnight hours. So we're going to see the rest of these clouds clearing, and that will leave plenty of sunshine behind for today. There's a look at our Powers Insurance camera looking westward. We have 39 degrees, 36 with that wind chill, west wind at 5. Pressure this hour is falling. We have a really neat looking clouds there in Farmington. You can kind of see the turbulence there in the air. Now that those will be moving out, and then we'll see those skies brighten up quickly after sunrise. 36 in Alton, 40 in Farmington, 37 in Salem, Washington, 35 in Herman. We have temperatures expected to climb into the low 60s. With that northwesterly wind, though, we still have high pressure back to our west, so that keeps us cooler than normal for this time of year. Nothing too extreme. When you're in full sun, it will be cooler. Not as breezy as yesterday, too. That wind did add a little extra chill, so today we won't have as breezy of conditions. Tomorrow morning, though, notice we'll be back down into the 30s again. Once we get to about the mid-30s, that's where we start worrying about frost, and that could happen, especially in many of our low-lying and rural areas, those areas sheltered from the wind that could drop a few degrees even colder than those numbers. So for tomorrow afternoon, we see a warm-up. We'll see a wind shift, and that will bring temperatures back up to around 70 for tomorrow. We will see a gradual increase in cloud cover tomorrow evening into tomorrow night. So below normal temperatures will be moving off to the south and east. We will return to around normal for this time of year for Monday, Tuesday into Wednesday. We do have some rain chances that we are going to be working with, though, for the next work week. Not a washout, but the end of the week does look to get pretty unsettled again. So for today, 62 degrees. Yesterday we hit 61 for reference, so right around that area again. 40 for tonight. Patchy frost, though, will be a possibility again, especially once you get outside of the city, like what we're dealing with this morning. Your extended forecast Tuesday, showers, maybe some thunder showers. We do not look to have a severe threat on Tuesday. Wednesday, a break in rain chances, looking pretty good, 68 degrees. We should have lots of sun on Wednesday. Then Thursday night, we see rain chances returning. And once we get past Thursday night, it is looking pretty unsettled. Thunderstorms likely on Friday, could even have some strong storms. And the unsettled weather does look to roll right into next weekend. And also notice those temperatures coming back up into the 80s.